Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. No one knows it yet. That is, no one except Freddie Lang. But Freddie's going to have trouble. Just how much, he doesn't as yet know. But Helen Burroughs has come to Rossville, and Helen knows Freddie from the days when they both knew nothing but trouble. And it was Helen who caused it. At the time, however, little Julie Martin is having the thrill of her life. She's in New York City to make a screen test. While Julie and Penny Gibbs sit in a waiting room, film agent Don Hodges talks to the director who will film Julie's test. The director says,
"Well, Don, it's good to see you again. Hope you've brought along some talent."
"My own stand and the talent of a little girl just 6 years old."
"Oh, you think she has it, do you?"
"Well, you see her. If she photographs well, she's a cinch."
"Ah, being photogenic isn't everything, Don. Can she act?"
"She can do anything."
"Oh, you've seen her, huh?"
"Well, no, but I have lucky hunches, Stan. I've never been wrong, have I?"
Well, just once. But we won't go into that."
"Well, thanks. You have a studio and cameraman all ready for me?"
"For 11 sharp. What's a kid do? Dance, sing, recite?"
"Oh, a little. All kids do. But this kid is not only pretty, she has a face that... Well, there's something sad about it."
"Mm-hmm."
"Yes, it's one of the prettiest faces I've seen on a kid of her age. Pretty with depth. And there's a hurt expression in her eyes. I think the kid can do drama. I'm having her read lines with Leslie Archer if the guy ever shows up."
"Archer, huh? Well, what do you want this test to be? Box office?"
"She's box office, Stan. And if she looks good alongside an actor of Archer's caliber, she's in."
"I hope she's as good as you think she is. Come in."
"Good morning, all."
"Archer, hello."
"Well, the great Leslie Archer has finally made an entrance on time."
"Ahead of time, my boy, ahead of time. How are you, Don?"
"Hiya."
"It was good to hear from you. Better to see you."
"Now, never mind the guff. I got a good part for you this season at more money than you ever made in your life."
"Ah, Don, you know better than to mention money to Archer. He'll play a part for nothing, as long as it's a good part."
"Hold on there, Stan. That's my bank account you're ruining, not yours."
"Say, do you know your lines, or didn't you even read the scene I sent you?"
"I did the scene 2 years ago on Broadway. Where's my co-star? And is she good?"
"She'll steal the scene from you, Archer, so you better be good or you'll hear contracts canceling all over the place."
"No baby Sarah Bernhardt is going to steal a scene from me. How old is she?"
"John tells me she's 6 and has more talent than you'll have at 60.
"Stan, I hope they'll still think I have talent when I'm 60. Well, I'm ready anytime you are."
"Well, I'll take you out and introduce you to Julie. That's the little girl we're testing, and... By the way, Archer, the young woman with her, Penny Gibbs, was in an auto accident recently, and I..."
"Oh, is she the girl I saw in the waiting room with the child?"
"Yeah, she..."
"I saw her face. It's too bad. It's still easy to see, though, that she was a very beautiful girl."
"Well, I just wanted you to know..."
"Now, look, you two, it's almost time to go into the studio. Let's get going."
"We'll meet you in there, Stan. I'll give Julie and Archer a few minutes together, and then we'll be all set."
"Okay."
"Come on, Archer, you ham."
"Oh, that reminds me, Don. I'm hungry."
"When aren't you? Oh, Miss Gibbs."
"Yes, Mr. Archer, you ready?"
"Well, we'll be there in just a few minutes. Miss Gibbs, this is Leslie Archer. Mr. Archer, Miss Gibbs."
"Hello, Mr. Archer."
"How are you?"
"And Archer, here's Julie Martin, your leading lady."
"Hello."
"Well, a more lovely leading lady I've never had.
I bet you've had some bigger ones, though.
Miss Martin, I can tell you right now that we're going to get along beautifully.
Well, we're certainly starting that way. We're doing Studio 10 in a few minutes. Shall we go?
Right.
I'll escort you, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, thank you.
I think Archer and Miss Martin want to be alone.
Oh.
This way.
Thank you.
My arm, Miss Martin?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Archer. This is lots more grown up than walking by your own self, isn't it?
It most certainly is, Miss Martin. I detest walking. It not only tires me out, bores me. But when there's a beautiful young woman on my arm...
Run into the next studio, will you, John? And tell that guy Norton to stop that hammering in there. We're ready for a take.
Sure, Stan. I'll be right back, Miss Gibbs.
All right.
Sit here by me, Miss Gibbs. You'll be able to see much better.
Oh, thank you. I have a fine view from here, Mr. Waters.
Well, I don't want you to miss anything. I think your little girl's doing fine.
I wish you were my little girl.
So do I. All right, Julie. Archer, we're ready for a take anytime you are.
I'm ready.
I am too, Mr. Walter.
All right, then this is it. Now do it just the way you did it in that last run through, and everybody will be happy. Remember, though, Julie, don't look at the camera. Not at the camera. When you look out this way, turn your eyes toward that round spot on the wall just behind Miss Gibb. You see it?
I remember, Mr. Walters.
All right. Well, that hammering's finally stopped. You know, someday somebody's going to find out this is a sound studio, not a boiler works. All right, Archer, Julie, places. This is it. It's going to be good now.
Am I all right, Aunt Penny?
Oh, darling, you're wonderful.
Here we go, Julie.
Oh, Mr. Archer, I hope I don't forget my lines.
Quiet, everybody. There's a take. Unless they take the hammering in there again. Lights. Camera.
Test Julie Martin, take one.
Action.
Who is it?
Darling, it's Daddy.
Oh, come in, Daddy. I'm awake.
I was hoping you would be. Haven't you slept at all?
No, Daddy, I haven't. I've been waiting for you to come home with Mommy. It's awful late, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Almost morning.
I thought so. I'm awful sleepy. Round the eyes.
Well, pretty soon you'll be sleepy all over and have wonderful dreams.
I hope so. Where's Mommy? Is she downstairs?
No, darling. She isn't.
Didn't she even come home with you?
No, dear. She couldn't.
Is she still too sick?
She's not sick now, sweetheart.
Then why isn't she home? You said when she wasn't sick anymore, she'd come home.
Yes, I know I said that. And I meant to keep my promise. But sometimes things don't turn out the way you expect. And you can't keep a promise, even if you want to, very much.
Didn't Mommy want to come home?
More than you know, darling.
Then, if she wanted to come home, and she isn't sick anymore...
Sweetheart, you're a big girl, aren't you? We can have a man-to-woman talk about something, can't we?
Why, yes, Daddy, if you want.
Well, it's something we have to have. And, sweetheart, it's perfectly all right to cry about it, if you want to. But your mother's not ever coming home.
Not ever, Daddy? Not ever?
No, not ever. You see, we're all here for only a little while. And just as we came from someplace far away, after we've been here for a while, we have to go to another place far away.
Why, Daddy? When it's so wonderful here.
Because... Julie, do you have any idea what I'm trying to say?
That Mommy's gone away and won't ever come home. Ever. But, Daddy, isn't she lonesome without us and afraid? Isn't she?
No, darling, she isn't alone. And she's not afraid. And she wasn't afraid. She just went to sleep.
To sleep? Did she say goodnight? And did she say her prayers?
Yes, sweetheart. She did. She said goodnight and said her prayers. and went to sleep. And...
Daddy, you mustn't cry for Mommy.
Oh, darling, if I only knew how to tell you. I've done so badly. I can't make you understand.
But, Daddy, I do understand. It was bad not to tell you. I knew right away. Mommy was so sick, she went to heaven. Well, she'll be all well. And I won't be sad or cry because I want my mommy well more than anything. Don't be sad, Daddy. Mommy's gone to heaven.
That's a cake.
Oh. Did I do all right, Mr. Walters?
All right, Julie. You were sensational.
Oh, you can give me lessons anytime you want
Julie,
to.
Julie, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Aunt Penny. Now what can we do? Can we see the big buildings and things?
Now, how do you like that? She's on the threshold of a great career, and she wants to look at skyscrapers. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yes, Julie, we'll see the big buildings as soon as Mr. Hodges is through here.
I'm finished, and Julie, you're a finished actress. And I don't want any of you wise guys twisting that remark around.
Well, Don, you missed a great performance.
I didn't miss it. I sneaked in the door just before you started. I knew what I was talking about when I said the kid was good, didn't I?
All right, you take 10%, Don, not the bows, remember?
Okay.
You want to know when you've seen the rushes, I know. All right, tomorrow afternoon, call me around 3.
Thanks, Stan, and thanks to you too, Archie. You were good too.
I know, but it was all reflected, Glory. I hope to see you soon again, Julie. And you too, Miss Gibbs.
Thank you very much for all you've done for Julie. And, I don't have to tell you how much I've enjoyed watching you.
Thank you.
Your performance is...
Oh,
great.
Now, don't praise him too much, Miss Gibbs. He's conceited enough as it is. Come on, we're going to lunch. Join us, Stan, Archer.
I'm sorry, I have an appointment.
And I have to work. Thanks, just the same.
All right, so I'm stuck with a check, okay. All right, so long.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This way out, Miss Gibbs. Well, Julie... Glad it's over.
Oh, I know that I am, Mr. Hodges.
Oh, I thought it was lots of fun. I'd like to do it again.
Well, maybe you will, Julie. Lots of times. Now, let's see. Where'd you leave your hat and coat?
In here. I'll go get it, and then I want to see the big buildings and everything.
Mr. Hodges, how was she, honestly?
I thought she was great.
Good enough, maybe.
Well, we'll know more about it tomorrow. Let's not get our hopes up. There's never any way of telling about these things.
So little Julie Martin has completed her screen test. Was the test successful? Or is Penny Gibbs' attempt to do something for this homeless child going to be another disappointment? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger Cut Beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Make it a rule to get Kroger Cut Beef and get more meat, less waste, at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.